This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver, Ron with two N's. Michael on Twitter, people in Atlanta love the game in Jacksonville, talking about Georgia, Florida. It's an excuse to spend a four-day weekend at the beach, and it's only a four-and-a-half-hour drive. Yeah, I would think so. I know, you know, maybe, I don't know why you'd want to go to Jacksonville. You got the beach, it's nice. You know, Atlanta's a good town, but no, go on the trip.
But Atlanta doesn't have a beach.
Right. Atlanta doesn't have a beach.
Maybe someday when the polar ice caps completely melt.
Completely melt, maybe so, but not right now.
If we're to believe the doomsday scenarios.
That's right. So, no, I can see. You know, I think it's more of a, no, we don't, you know, we want to make it closer to home, that kind of thing. I think Jacksonville's the perfect site for it.
It's probably just all recruiting.
It's all recruiting and all that good stuff. All right, again, you can hit us up on Twitter. Yeah, don't ruin good things. On Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. All right, let's get to the NFL schedule this week. It starts bright and early for those of us in the Eastern and Central time, and even way earlier for you in Hawaii in the Pacific time, when Houston takes on Jacksonville at Wembley Stadium in London. My biggest question is Gardner Minshew mania. Does it hit Londoners like it's been hitting us here in the United States?
Of course it does.
Of course it does.
Who doesn't? I mean, I think they brought over boxes and boxes of fake mustaches.
This is how you can start winning your fan base when you eventually move there. You can start building it now. Start passing out mustaches and bandanas.
Have they all just been given, like, just Nick Foles is an afterthought now, right?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, I mean, he's no longer part of the team.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. But this is a good game because Jacksonville is a team that feels like it can beat just about anybody if Minshew plays well. But Houston is a good 5-3 team, though they did lose J.J. Watt for the season, so this is an AFC battle. Now. Yeah, interesting to see what they do now. The next one, Washington is at Buffalo, I should say. Bills coming off a big loss to Philadelphia, and the Redskins stink. This is a mediocre game, but if you want to see if the Bills can continue to beat teams that they should beat, this is the game to watch. But otherwise, you can do whatever you want, because this shouldn't be a contest.
Yeah, remember, this is 5-2 Buffalo.
That's right. You know, a year ago we might have said this is a terrible game, but it's not a terrible game given at least one team is 5-2 and making a serious case for the playoffs. Whereas Washington, played close against Minnesota, but still yucky.
I just hope Dwayne Haskins is starting, right?
I hope so.
Just hope.
Minnesota at Kansas City. If Mahomes plays, this is one of the best matchups of the early games.
Yeah, how is this not flexed?
I mean, why not? Minnesota, Kansas City. This is a big deal. This might be the Joe Buck game. We were wondering where he was going to end up this weekend.
No,
I don't know.
He's not doing that one.
You don't think so? I'll have to look at the other.
Are we going to start playing that game every month of October? Where in the world is Joe Buck?
Yeah, where in the world is Joe Buck? Where is the private plane going to land next for Mr. Buck? Vikings have won 4 in a row, and all of this because Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs were criticizing Kirk Cousins, and Cousins went, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Let's start playing better. And they did. They've won 4 straight.
Even without Patrick Mahomes, I think this is a must-watch game.
Now, I do too. But here's the little interesting caveat on this. Kansas City is 5-3. Did you know that 3 of their losses have come at Arrowhead Stadium?
Ooh.
Now, 2 of them with Patrick Mahomes at quarterback.
They got World Series fever.
Remember when Arrowhead... Yeah, exactly. Remember when Arrowhead Stadium was the place?
You
could not lose there. You went there and you would just get drowned out by the noise.
The Chiefs could be 0-17 right now and they would still win at Arrowhead.
That's right. That's right. The Jets in Miami. Boy,
yes!
You thought Washington-Miami was bad. Wait till we give you Jets-Miami. At least one of the teams has a win. Yikes.
Think the Dolphins bring out any Dolphin ghosts?
Yeah, I think they should. I think they should have Flipper or Winter, the other Dolphin.
Winter?
From Dolphin Tale, that movie with the dolphin that had the bad Flipper, I guess.
You know what? Hey, bring out Free Willy.
Bring out Free Willy. Bring out any Dolphin and put them in cheats and just let them frolic in the water. Can you imagine being a New York Post guy that has to fly down to Miami for this garbage? That's how you're going to spend your Sunday
covering
this game?
I think they're okay.
Down in Miami?
They're probably sitting there like, you know what, boss, I need to fly out on Friday.
The flip side would be worse if it was late winter and a Miami Dolphins beat writer had to fly to New York to cover this garbage.
Yes, that would be a lot worse.
That would be a lot worse.
But a New Yorker going down to Miami for a weekend?
Here's what I would ask my editor if I could go down early. I'd be like, look.
Gotta go down Friday.
I gotta put up with this lousy football team all year. Can I just go down like on Thursday and just have a good time? And then write about the game.
You don't tell them you have a good time.
Right?
Down on the company dime. You go there and say, hey, there's I need to go down with the team. You know, check out their practice. I need to go. I want to see the other team.
I want to scout the Dolphins.
Yeah.
And the editor's like, what? Scout the Dolphins. Trust me.
The editor's probably sitting there. You've never scouted any other team. No. I know. I need to do it this time.
Yeah, I got to go this time. Yeah, exactly. This one stay away from. Chicago, Philadelphia. Ooh, this is good. Bears can't kick now. Philadelphia bounced back after beating Buffalo.
They've never been able to. Remember,
the reason I say that is because remember Eddie Pinheiro? Remember at the beginning of the season, he kicked that field goal and everybody lost their mind?
Yeah.
He had that one game where he kicked that field goal and he was that one game. And now he missed.
Yeah, they're holding tryouts in a parking lot again.
Mitch Trubisky is a pariah. Matt Nagy can't coach. Like all these superlatives are coming out of Chicago. Philadelphia bounced back after losing to Dallas, beat Buffalo on the road, trying to win their way back into the division of the NFC East. This is a good game, and it's on Fox. Is this the Joe Buck game?
No.
Okay.
Does he do 12 o'clock games?
I don't think he does.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So when we get to the afternoon games, we'll really ask the question.
Oh, there's only one.
The Indianapolis Colts at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ooh.
It's high on your list, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, here's the thing. I know my Steelers. I know my Steelers pretty well. They're not bad, but they're not Indianapolis good. This game's a pick 'em on the betting line.
Is it really?
Yeah.
For what reason?
I don't know.
Hasn't Jacoby Brissett done enough yet?
Adam Burns from BetOnline yesterday said, yeah, they have it as the Colts plus one, which is essentially a pick 'em. I don't know how in the world you get that. And the Steelers' defense is playing pretty good, but
I guess that's it. You know,
Mason Rudolph's lighting it on fire. I mean, come on.
I guess they're giving a lot of credit to the, or they're not giving credit to the Colts' defense.
Yeah, I would say that. Tennessee Titans at the Carolina Panthers. You want a backup quarterback battle? This is your backup quarterback battle. Ryan Tannehill against Kyle Allen.
Can't wait.
The Titans have won two in a row. Since Tannehill's taken over, the offense has got a little bit more pop now. The Kyle Allen is 4-1 since replacing the injured Cam Newton.
Yep, I think
this is a good game. This is not a terrible game.
Nah, but I think at some point in this game, or maybe in the parking lot or in the field behind, the stadium, Cam and Mariota should go after it.
Yeah, they should. They should. I saw a funny tweet a couple of weeks ago. And I'm sure it's made its rounds, but I don't think we ever talked about it. Remember that old ad where Cam Newton was doing play 60 for the NFL?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that little kid?
Yeah, little kid.
Right? He's like, and I could take over your job and make your mom forget about you?
Yep.
Make everybody forget about you? That kid's now Kyle Allen.
That is.
Right?
Yeah.
And I thought
I don't want to confuse people. He actually isn't literally Kyle Allen. But
no, but.
That is Kyle Allen. We all thought that was a joke back then, but now we're like, wow.
Who's going to replace Cam Newton?
Yeah.
Who's going to grow up to replace Cam Newton?
Was that after his MVP season or just before his MVP
season? I think it was just before his MVP season.
So, I mean.
There was still, at that moment, there was a lot to love about Cam Newton.
Well, it's still hard to imagine a guy who was the size of a linebacker who can move that quickly and be an accurate quarterback.
You're not supposed to lose your job to injury. But in this case, is he losing his job to injury?
I don't see how they can come back right now.
People always say that, but it's not true.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they give him a shot, but if not, I think he's on a prove us wrong type scenario.
I mean, it's true for a lot of guys, but it's not true all the time.
Yeah,
you can lose your job to injury.
We knew Drew Brees wasn't going to lose his job.
No, Drew Brees wasn't going to lose his job. He is a perfect example of that law. But in this case, I don't think Cam Newton is welcomed back. If this kid's 5-1 after he beats Tennessee this weekend, if he does, yeah, it's going to be hard to get old Cam Newton back in the swing of things. for the Panthers. I don't think that's going to work. All right, coming up next, the afternoon games, what to watch, what to avoid, what is good, what is not, as we look at the NFL schedule. It is week number 9 already, people. We're moving along. It's SB Nation AM.
You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios alongside Ron Culver. Here's Tony D.
All right, trust the friendly, knowledgeable parts professionals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Their professionals know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for years. Come see for yourself. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. All right, continuing in week 9 of the National Football League as we get the afternoon games rolling along. The Detroit Lions, who I still believe are a tough out despite they've fallen on a little bit of hard times lately, on the road in Oakland to take on the Raiders. The Lions have dropped 3 of their last 4. Raiders, who I actually were impressed with at the beginning of the season, they've stumbled a little bit too. They've lost 2 straight. All right, I wouldn't throw this one away.
No.
I know the Lions have struggled, but I still think they're a decent football team. I wouldn't chuck it. It's not one of the elite games of the weekend, but no, I wouldn't throw it away either.
Yeah, there's interest in this game, but I don't know. It can't compete.
No, it's not on the same level. This is also going to be played at Ring Central Coliseum. I didn't know it was named Ring Central Coliseum.
What's Ring Central Coliseum?
Is that Ring, the doorbell, and the
I guess
the,
so.
The other stuff? I guess that's what they're naming it.
I just thought it was Oakland Coliseum.
Yeah, that's the name of it. I never got the press release that Oakland Coliseum was named Ring Central Coliseum, so I'll just take their word for it. Tampa Bay at Seattle. This is another Fox game. Is this the Joe Buck game?
Oh, you know, real quick though. Well, this will be Ring Central Coliseum won't have a baseball field now, right?
Yeah.
So that'll be something to look out for.
It'll just be turf. That's right. It'll just be turf. That's right. Good point.
There's worth watching.
Hold on. You're right, because the Raiders are home finally for the first time in a long time. They played week 2 against Kansas City, on the road at Minnesota, on the road against the Colts, in London against the Bears, on the road against the Packers, on the road against Houston. This is their first home game since week 2.
So this is homecoming.
Yeah. Welcome back, Oakland.
God, were they anticipating Oakland to make a deep run in the MLB playoffs?
Yeah.
Lord.
I know, right? We're picking the A's to go all the way. So we're going to keep the Raiders at bay. Keep the Raiders away. Won't have that problem next year when they're in Las Vegas.
Nope.
But yeah, you're right. Keep the A's in check.
And please, Vegas Raider home, please put a fake baseball field on the turf, please.
Is that the equivalent of San Antonio going on the road for that rodeo trip in April, in February?
Well, except for the fact that the rodeo actually was coming.
Right. They knew that. Exactly. Right.
I mean, this one does kind of feel like, the A's could make a playoff run. Let's just keep Oakland away.
Let's make sure we keep this.
Because if you think about all that, they're the only ones that still share a stadium.
That's right.
A football team and a baseball team. They're the last one.
That's your fault. That you have to go on the road. Tampa Bay at Seattle. Again, I'll ask the question. Is this the Joe Buck game?
I'm thinking this is the Joe Buck game. I think this is, this is 3:30 in the afternoon.
There's a story that the Tampa Bay general manager has got a fake Twitter account so he could stand up for Jameis Winston. Why do I hear this story all the time?
I don't know.
Stop making fake Twitter accounts that people are going to discover at any minute of any second of the day. You never hide them, all right? People always find out that you've got that burner account. Stop pretending that you don't have one. You have one. Seahawks are really good. The Buccaneers are not. They've lost 3 in a row. You know what the only good thing about Tampa Bay is right now is Shaq Barrett. He leads the NFL in sacks. He's got 10. You know why I know this? Because he's a former Denver Bronco that got away from them. So there you go. Enjoying life in Tampa Bay. But I think Jason Pierre-Paul is playing. Remember he had that neck injury? As well as losing part of his finger a number of years ago?
Yep.
I think he's playing. Ooh, this one. Cleveland against Denver. Woo! At Empower Field at Mile High.
Did you see that video the other day with Jason Pierre-Paul when you said you're playing with a neck injury?
Yeah.
And somebody, a reporter asked him something along the lines of like, not many people come back from playing with a neck injury like yours or something like that. And he goes, Yeah, well, not many people come back from blowing their hand off a firework either.
Yeah, that's right. Like, let's give him more credit than credit is due. How long ago was that when he blew off his hand? Years, a couple of years ago,
yeah,
right?
A couple it was years a long, ago now.
Yeah. So he's played with it. He's, you know, I thought he was done, right? The firework exploded in his hand. And I thought he was finished. I thought he was never going to play again. And he ended up playing again. But then he got in a car accident. If I'm not mistaken, I think he got in a car accident and hurt his neck. And it was a pretty bad neck injury that's kept him out so far. But now he's coming back. So, man, people will do anything. People, good for him. This is I don't even know what to do about this one. Brandon Allen is the Denver Broncos quarterback. They stink. And the Cleveland Browns, aren't very good either, but at least they could turn it around and beat Denver pretty handily. I remember when they beat Denver last year, and everyone was like, well, they beat the Browns beat Denver. I'm like, yeah, Denver, Cleveland's a better football team. Last year, Cleveland was a better football team. This year, Cleveland is a much better football team. They should win this game.
But what's the appeal?
But what if Brandon Allen is awesome right out of the gate? We're like, who is this? Where did he come from? Gardner Minshew? Who knows? I doubt it, but you never know. Green Bay at the LA Chargers. Oh my God, Ron, how green is this stadium going to be?
Oh, I can't wait.
Dignity Health Sports Park in Carson.
Wait, what's it called?
Dignity Health Sports Park.
No, let's go StubHub.
Still StubHub, right? This one is the ultimate road trip for the Packers, for the Packer fan. LA, beautiful time of year. Go get some In-N-Out Burger. Go to Disneyland. Go see the Packers whip up on the Chargers.
Perfect package.
Perfect package.
Best seats they'll ever have.
That's right.
To see a game.
As close. Imagine that if you have upper deck season tickets at Lambeau Field. This is the closest you'll see the Packers in your life. I mean, every seat's a good one.
Yep.
Are you buying the Chargers, though, after their bounce back game against the Bears?
No.
On the road?
No.
Snapping a 3-game losing skid?
No. If they beat the Packers on the road here. a little bit of faith will be restored, but I don't see them going on the road at home and defeating the Packers.
Memo to the people who run the video board and the sound at StubHub Field. Find out what the Packer fans cheer for and what their thing is, and make sure you have that ready.
Yes,
right. Make sure you have that ready. Make them feel at home. So go Pack, go. Make sure you have that soundbite. Whatever else Packer fans cheer with or whatever song is their thing, make sure you have that ready.
They'll sell cheese heads there, right?
Yeah.
The foam cheese heads that you can buy.
Sell the foam cheese heads, all of that good stuff. Have Bart Starr do the coin flip, all of it. Oh, he's passed away, didn't he? Didn't he just pass away?
I'm
sorry. Sorry about that.
No, we all know.
I think he just passed away not that long ago. So
it's okay.
Nevertheless, find an old Packer. Get Brett Favre. I don't care. Get Don Majakowski. I couldn't care less who you get. Bring anybody and have them flip the coin. Just make it a full Packers day because that's what's going to be. That's what's going to be like. And then you got the game of the night, the Patriots and the Baltimore Ravens. How great is this?
This one should be fun.
This is on NBC, but is this still the Joe Buck game?
I got news for you. So once we wrap up, I'll tell you which game Joe Buck is calling.
Okay, very good. Very good. All right. This is a good one.
This is going to be a lot of fun.
I see a lot of people thinking this is where the Patriots are going to lose because they... You know, hey, look, this is Lamar Jackson, and this could be a new test for the Patriots defense. I'm not buying that. I think that's an easy way to look at this game and give it more hype. I think the Patriots defense is good. I think this is going to be close, but I don't think Lamar Jackson is going to have a field day because no one's having a field day on this Patriots team. I don't care if you run and throw, fly. I don't care. Patriots will find a way to beat you.
Yes, they will.
Fly, too.
But I am excited to see how well Lamar Jackson does against this Patriots team.
Yeah, me too. That is one angle of this that I'm absolutely looking forward to seeing.
Yeah. Other than that, can they hold Lamar Jackson under 14 points because they have everyone else?
That's right.
That's a good question.
Return a couple of interceptions for touchdowns. Do what would they do? Monday night, Dallas against the Giants. Can I give you a little stat on this one?
I would love to hear a little stat.
The last time the Dallas Cowboys faced a Giants team that was quarterbacked with someone other than Eli Manning, you have to go back to the early part of 2004 when the Cowboys took on Kurt Warner and the Giants. When Eli took over that job in the second meeting against Dallas, they faced Eli Manning, and they faced Eli Manning in every single game up until this Sunday, on Monday night. Dallas owns a five-game win streak against the Giants. Giants have lost four in a row. Daniel Jones has made six starts. He has turned the ball over a lot, but no switch is going to be made. So, and Dallas is coming off a bye week. So there you go.
There you go.
All right.
That should be kind of interesting.
Good games. So, yeah. All right. Did you tell me? Are you going to tell me the Joe Buck game this weekend?
Yep.
All right.
You had several guesses?
I did. I guessed pretty much every Fox game that was on the schedule.
All the guesses you guessed were wrong.
He's off this weekend?
He's off this weekend.
You've got to be kidding
me.
He's
taking a break.
Good for him.
He called Thursday night, and then that's it. That's all he needed. He needed Thursday night.
Do you think this was on him, or do you think his boss has said, you're good. You've done enough for us.
Look at the schedule. I think it's that. I think he looked at the schedule and went, oh, let's see, the Fox games of the week. I don't see one.
I'd like to go home before my daughters go to college. That would be nice as their dad. I'd like to get the plane back to St. Louis to see my family.
I mean, I have to believe
that. Would that be appropriate?
If Bears, Eagles, or Vikings, Chiefs was the later afternoon game, I think they would have probably sent him there.
Right.
But
yeah,
since
true.
They're not, you know, he's getting the weekend off.
You think his kids go, so, Daddy, you mean to tell us you love baseball more than you love us? It's not quite like that. It's just
do you think they wake up Sunday morning and go, what are you doing here?
Yeah, exactly.
Ruining our routine.
We thought we had the whole place to ourselves, right? You got to be around the house. What are you doing here? All right, good, the bad, and the dumb coming up next.